The question asked was, if the Kala L'chatchil is allowed to paint her nails before she goes to the mikvah.
It's a little bit shazachav, because it's not easy for her to do. It's a two-hour thing, and whatever the situation is.
Oh, she can. She won't be able to do
it. I think the question
she's
is...
She's not from, obviously. She does what she wants to do. What do you say, Rabbi?
Well, it depends on what you say. I can put it this way. Pashas is starting from the end of this year. The Pashas is the place in Pasalik of house. So anything that's Lindoy or anything that's not Mamoshas is okay. So here's Lindoy, it should be okay. So the only issue left is Yom of Sifalov. So the question is, so it really gets down to that Sifalov to Geshayla. How much of a Shazat Chach you need to take off the Chum of the Ramon Sifalov?
But it's not necessarily even the Ramon Sifalov.
Because
Ramon
Sifalov
is a
mute and a
but it's a
Tzitzot. Ramon Sifalov is roughly at the Mohdi. Whatever, there's a question.
It's very.
Ramon is Dvarim She'ina Mechaitzitz. What's included in Dvarim She'ina Mechaitzitz? That's what's included in it, and then what kind of shas l'chach do you make on the
Ramon
Sifalov?
Which does the nail polish and
mamashes?
What? They didn't rub the shaker.
They made
them
back.
So a lady
should
have to take out her dye
for
her.
She could.
That's still
in mamashes. The dye is because mamashes is also in mamashes.
Yeah,
there are some of the ideas of Mahmoud that also. That's what they think
we'll see. She has to shave her head. What does she do? She puts different dye back.
They have,
I think. Worse, now she has two coatings.
I think they have some of the things to take out of the dye. What do you just buy? They never use that. I think they do, but I don't think they never use
it. But if you bleach your hair, you can't take it out.
Not bleach. You dye your hair.
People bleach their hair also.
You bleach your hair, so you can't.
Bleach is not paid.
Bleach is nothing, right? Bleach is your hair.
Bleach is not. It's a shower.
It's not a color.
Bleach is not a shower.
That's
the it depends if you do it right or whatever. I guess if you leave bleach on too long, they use bleach, but they don't use economical, they use hydrogen peroxide. At least in the old days, maybe now they have better stuff. They used to use hydrogen peroxide. What?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Hydrogen peroxide. And whatever. It could be left on too long, it damages the hair. Anyway, issues. So, I'm not probably going to be Moses because of Chidushim here, but a little bit of a Sikkum, we had basically the Shulchan Aruch seemed to bring really three different issues sort of all combined together. We had number one, Nashu Tzemes Yidei and Lushen Noi. So Lushen Noi is a Hatter, as Bukhara is before Rishon, and the Rav, and the Rosh, and then the Yeruchim is. Noi by itself, because they speak of, they say that even Noi, it's not just that she's Eina Makapadis. Obviously, a mere Eina Makapadis, anyway, not a Chatzitza. But what's going to be here, it's on Roi Desires. They speak of, because Noi is even better. It's Mamash Nasa Chelik of the Gov. Now, Mais is a Shtikl, needs a Shtikl Hasbro, because Luchayr, we know, what's the Chiddush? Every Luchayr, every mere Eina Makapadis, Rashi and Sukkah says, is also Bot Lugabe the Gov. So what's better about Noi than not every other new Vena Makbid, which is a problem if it would be Roiv?
Because it could be Roiv or even Kuloi.
What?
Because it could be Roiv or even
Kuloi. So how come here we're Makul on Roiv or even Kuloi? And by every other Miut, by every other Ena Makbid, it can only be a Miut. It's only good if it's a Miut. So both of them are bottled to the Gulf.
Here it wouldn't be bottled. Especially if it's Kuloi, it wouldn't be bottled.
But
why? I'm saying why? What's the chiddush? Yeah, because the Rishonim explained what's the mile of Noi, it becomes bottle to the Gulf, it becomes part of the Gulf.
No, but Rashi was noisy.
And the Mele would make it even on Kulon. Even on Ruba, even on Kulon.
That's it. This is
bottle to the Gulf. Oh, so obviously there's another step. What?
They don't say the word
bottle. It's Nasachir to the Gulf. But Lamaisa, that's how we explain Shat and Rashi. According to the, what do you want to call it, the first Mahalach of Noi,
But here, by Bottle to Guf
means what? It means it becomes the skin. And that's why if you will be a Samai that needs water to touch every inch, this is called the water to touch every inch skin because this is her skin.
That doesn't mean that it's.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm not being mind that this is part of the Shack of the Tire. So obviously the answer is that there's a higher Darga here of being part of the Guf. When it's L'shem Noi, when she Davka wants it there, so now it's not just an Einai Makbid, It's this higher down with the Ramamish is her goof. It's like Begin Sabur, like the Pareichas. That is the Begin. It's not, I have something on the Begin that's bottled to the Begin. Because even when we know there's something that's bottled, it becomes like it, but it's only like. Here it's not Mamish the goof, the Chefetz itself. Here it's Mamish the Chefetz.
No,
but of course,
there's not bottles, it's probably
dressing. Yeah? But this is our call. What?
You said that there's no chalik in our dorm, but usually we only see the meal. So here, it's right. So
obviously, it's a whole different thing. It's a whole. It's not just. It's an enemak. It's not just what noy means. It's enemak. Our call. It's a whole new dorm, because enemak isn't becomes part of the book, but that doesn't help you once you reach roy rekula. Here, it's an Einai Makbid, it's the weights of a Kiyumai that brings it up to a Darga without even Ruba Yakula is not going to be a Chatzitza.
So you're not to say that by Noi it's Mamash Ragum and over there it's Bottle to the Goof. It's not Mamash Ragum.
That's what you say.
You did say Mamash Ragum, just that when it's not Noi, so we only say it's Bottle to the Goof or part of the Goof only by Mish. Something that.
Why?
How do you explain
Kula?
I think it's a friend of mine, but.
Who says?
Yeah. Imagine that the reason why you can't have roi is because otherwise there will be bottles of the goof. That can be bottles of the goof, man.
But why should a regular makbid not be bottled when it's roi, even though Shemzai is bottled when it's roi? Obviously, it's a different. It is something special. So, I'm hold on for what I'm saying. It's not a regulated map, but it's a half or a dark. It's a new hagdar of the Shem
Noah. It's not a new hagdar
vehicle. Not everyone understood that way, right? We just saw the second argument
for
that.
Well,
you didn't accept that there's a higher dark. I mean, it's problems.
Yeah, okay, I'm saying this before before the Rajman and the Russian and the Rabbi Yeruch. We got a problem. The Baptist doesn't understand that, the Christian doesn't understand that, and whatever. But like all the Chayim will understand it if they. Okay, we'll get that. What?
That's
a Rajman. Well, Chayim is a Rajman. Yeah. Chayim does state in the Rajman. Fine. So that Mamela is Tzuklizit, the third din of the Mishnah Kilu, if you want, that Mechaber brings down of Mishu Tzabo V'yod of Tzvuyis Einai Chaitzitz, or what the Ramah brings of Mishu Nasa Eliya Sheikhir Katzav V'yod of Mulchlochas Tamid Einai Chaitzitz, that really is Einai Inyan B'chal to the rest of the Sif, to the Chiddush of the Rashi. Because that's a regular enemah, and it's only going to be in the meal. So it's a whole different thing. What it's doing in our sif, be'etzim, the shikwan shikwan. It's a new chiddush. It's a chiddush to say that we break people down. That we said in sif aleph, that we, even when she's not makbid, we go by roiv, we're going to break it down to certain types of people. Since roiv butchers are makbid on damon, so we're going to go by roiv. But it's be'etzim, this is the algamated, this is the regular enemah, but it's not going to help you once it's roiv. Fine. And then there's the other halacha here of in by mamash.
Whereas I don't hold that you're right. But I don't know by chosun what is it, but
it's
a chosun.
It's a
steer. If it's a steer, the chayav chosun is written later. It should be the kaver. It's the after chayyot, I didn't keep mad with him. So many people ask me, this is wrong, okay, I'm also writing on chayyot, I'm here at the end. The chayyot is always written second. If it's a steer, I mean, we can always try to find a yishuv if we can't.
Yeah, it's not
so easy. That's the reason. So then comes the issue of aim by mamash. So what does aim by mamash mean? So if... And why should aim by mamash not be a chatzitza? Pashas again. If we rechayra svaris, like I'm, you can already see what my matiyah, but like the paz of the ine. Once we said that the rabbi was saying the first svar of v'noi, that by itself is going to be matter even rubai, not like the bach and the prisha. This is they can't understand. So rechayra then it's only logically follows the second svar of the rabbi is also alternatively a way, an independent way of being matter. Because if you're telling me that Ein by Mamash only helps together with Noi, but once you have Noi, you don't need Ein by Mamash. So Luchayr is very mistaken that once we say that Noi helps by itself even Rubai, so who had the name by Mamish helps Legamri and it's garnished. Now, if Ein Bei Mamish means Ein Bei Mamish, it's Mamish Chazusa Ba'alma, so Luchayr is hard to understand how anyone could argue on that. Because a lady has freckles and doesn't like them, but that is her skin. So what's the difference? That's her goof. It's going to be like someone doesn't like their nose. They can be macro on their nose, I just bargain. Even if they're planning on having a nose job tomorrow morning. But still, they're having a nitroch classes, but the lice is their goof. It's not a chatzitza. So even if the goyrim for these freckles, these spots, these colors, come from some outside source, she was peeling beets, and now her skin is stained. But if you scrub it with soap and water and everything in skin, there's no mamash, just look under the microscope. There's nothing on the surface of the skin, take an extreme case. In such a case, it's hard to understand how could it possibly be a chatzitza. If someone's married, maybe like Rabbi Sasharashi, since we don't really understand what they're saying anyway, they say things that are chaitzitz could be a chatzitza, so maybe this too. But Rabbi Sasharashi also does a gvul. Yeah, Rabbi Sasharashi aren't going to say that freckles are a chatzitza. It's hard to believe. What? There has to be something that's not gufay. So this is gvul and gufay lochay. It's under the skin. It's like chaitz shosha. Tachas of us of all love krum. It's only under the skin. How could it possibly be?
It's near him.
The problem, what? Huh?
It's near him.
So anyone who passes the all love krum, the tachas of us in all love krum, is the same. So it shouldn't have any tzad to be machmir here.
I said at the
rabbi,
his mother would say that the thing is chazusha milse or not milse. You're right. If you take a microscope, you won't see anything. But the mice is chazusha milse. The
chazusa
that
there is
here something, maybe.
What does it mean? It's a milsa. It's not chaitis. It's not chaitis with nehemai. It's a milsa. It's a something.
There
it's
is
not
something.
Chaitis.
The one having this color. It's
not
chaitis.
There's
a chazusa
over there.
So in Leila, that's not. It's mechayim muhav, not the way the Bach and the first terrace of the Prisha understood. But I think it's very mustabu to say. That even on the tzad, the be machmir by at least by chazusa when she is machmir, when it's not l'shem noiv, should have to be like the mashmois of Rashi by kol chutz la'ayin. Rashi says it badens the kol is over, and when she blinks her eyes a lot, so now it's einay over, so it's ein by mamash. Now it's still there, but she still has kol on her eye. Chutz La'ayin. Yeah, it's not saying by Mamish. It's aimed by Mamish because now it's aimed by Ofer.
It's not Svar of the Lord. It
doesn't say that. Unless you're going to say Hagufa, that is the Svar of.
It says aimed by Mamish. It's not all the aimed by
Mamish.
It says Mamish.
Says aimed by
Mamish. Let's one right now. I think I should say that aimed by Mamish. Let's see, I probably have it. Where would I have it? I would have it written by.
What
you want to go to Gemara? Rashi says it's not chaytas mideshet prichasa ma'avirasei ve'enei ova gabeya'ayin ve'en by mamash. So it's not all the sort of thing by mamash. And lemaisa is the collection of the second terrace of the creatures.
Saying ma'avirasei doesn't mean take it off.
It means it thins it out. It spreads it out. And now it's not off, it's that. And that, once it's that, it's called Ein Bei Ma'ash. Also, the second teretz of the Prisha, L'chayu was Muchach that way, because the Prisha explained in Yudches. Prisha explained that, and so the first teretz, he said, but what's the difference between Chol and, what's the difference between here and Chol? He says, Mishum Chol, Yesh Ben Mamish Lachzitz, if she wasn't blinking her eyes a lot. Ma'ashen Kein Tzeva, She'en Eile Chazusa Ba'alma, Va'afilu Ochi Noka Davka She'tzoi Veis Hanoshim, not Makbid, it's L'Shem Noi, the Imloi Kein, because if she'd be Makbid, have a Chaitzitz, B'kol Duhu Kimin the Makadis Alof. Even though it's only a Kol Duhu, but it's a Mura Makbid. So what's he saying? He's saying there is something. Even when he's calling, even by the tseva, which is called the Rav She'ein Bo Mamish, but if she be makbid, the mashu would be chayitzitz. In other words, there is a mashu here. It's called Ein Bo Mamish, but there is a mashu. If you were to have a dover that's Ein Bo Klum, then it's from at least the first parts of the pre-show, then even then you would be minded that you could be makbid.
So what is
it
being myself if it's Ein Bo Mamish?
So, oh, so what is
it's the problem? If it's rov, then you're not makbid, so how does it help you? You still have a kol duhu there, and it's rov.
So just two, you could either say, like Shawan said, once it's only, it's Ein Bo Mamish, now the water will get through it, because it's such a thin film. Or you could say, which some Acharim in the Mashal they learned, the pshat is once it's only a chazus abalma, then it's muhach, people aren't makbid on it. No one's makbid on a chazus abalma.
If the water gets through, why are we being makbid on the mute then? Why are we
if she's not good. Yeah. No, she basically should ask you. They say, oh, I don't think that's inside. I think the second one's more established than anything. But I'm saying that's one possibility.
Another
pshat is because she's not makbid. If it's Chazus of Am, in the summer she's not makbid. Most people aren't makbid on something that's Ein Bo Mamish. Just a little grease on the face that people aren't makbid.
But there is a cold room. So why when it's robe, it's having to be mikkel on a robe. If there is a cold in there, what happened to be makel?
But the same way they say that makel won't help by the regular also. They say, well, you might not should say it's Cyrus saying, but it's really Cyrus. Right? What's the hat to name by Mamish? I don't know. Very proud.
It's similar to that which is different. We're going to get it.
Because it's Noi.
Right.
They think they're still going to have to learn that Noi is then more than a regular inner map.
For sure.
So what is it? So it doesn't matter, so let it be Yesh Ben Mamish.
But since this is a chiddush to call noi part of kufa, so
then you need to. They're not saying either one by itself. Noi by itself, according to the Bach and the Prisha, it seems muchaf that it goes together. Either you hold like I was explaining before, which is the Malach of the Taz and the Binasad, the Chachmas Adam, and the Lice, I think basically almost all of the later Acharim and all the Pesachim, is that either one by itself is enough of a reason. Either L'shem Noi, even if there is Mamashis, is enough of a reason to be Mutter, because it becomes part of the Guf. Or Chazus Ba'alma alone is enough of a reason to be Matter, even if she's Makbid, because it's garnished. But according to the Bach and the Prisha's Mahalach, and the Siddur Tara's Mahalach, Pshat is Lo'ayim, you need both. I said one of the things starts off clarifying which is the Ikr. One Svar is the Ikr, the other is a tafel to it. But what Ma'is, I think it's Mukhav, the same Ma'is, and I think almost all the Achayim learned that it's either both or neither. So if you open the back of the Prisha, Noi alone is not enough, because it's not that much better than a regular Inay Makbid. It is still better than a regular Inay Makbid, but it's not enough better. And Chazusa alone, Ba'am also by itself is enough, but it's. So it needs the two, you always need the two together to be mapped. That's why Sunday passed. So you always need the two together. And then the one thing they bring is, I think, probably the biggest riot of that. I mean, the two riots to the Pshat and the Machmirim are number one is Losh and Machaber. Because if we hold that either one by itself is good, then why does he tell me that the Chayim, Mishi, who we said Tzava is called Ein Bo Mamish. So there is the chenishu tzabo v'yodur tzibu in Eimer Chayitzitz. If tzabo is Ein Bo Mamish, why does it have to be mishu tzabo? Anybody with tzabo on his hands, it's not a chatzitz because it's Ein Bo Mamish. So that's number one. The other svarer. That's like the raya. Mechaber shtei mechaber. And the rabbi chit the rabbi mechaber chapta the lashon rabbi lashon rabbi, which is part of the whole shakar v'tayir the Rashba. And the mechaber took the lashon kapshuta, which is often derech mechaber to take a lashon kapshuta, even if it's not meduyik l'shita.
Say. Also say that he's
fucking cold with his even though in the first year tzavah was tzavah, we said tzavah is something. Well, yeah, this is tzavah. Okay, said it. The other thing they said, they bring more of a svar, if you will, is I think they quote the Radvaz, who I didn't look up inside. I don't think he's talking about our sugya b'chlal. I think he's saying klal is that whenever the Rishayna and the Gemara bring two, whenever the Rishayna bring two reasons to be matter something. We don't know if maybe they were only matter when you have both reasons, and you can't be matter if only one of the two reasons applies. What?
We had it not so long ago, I think. We brought a different
Shiri Tara.
You can't do that, because over here, one
guy's according to the Bachelor Pish, you need both. You always need both.
I brought three reasons.
So that's, and the record is, this one does.
You, what were you thinking about that?
What is
it?
Like, isn't that enough?
Yeah.
Because it's not that much better than a regular Einar Ma'at. When it's a mute, the Etzim will be enough. If it would be a mute, the Etzim would be enough.
For Rebbe, it's not enough.
What? For Rebbe, it's not enough. So for Rebbe, I need also Einar Ma'at. I need also Einar Chazus Ba'al. And Rechonami, for mute, it's a regular mute, Einar Ma'at. The Ba'at doesn't seem to say that. I know. And the priesthood, in one of his truths, seems to say, and the other one, not. I don't know. I don't know how to explain what the Bach of Lamaisa says and the other Torahs of the Prisha. That they seem to say that it's going to be a mute then a makbid if it has mamoshes is going to be a chatzitz. I don't know how to explain that.
What is the Rabbah saying? He's going on with the Gemara.
I didn't see it inside. I think he's talking about a totally different sermon. I think they just bring a klal from the Radvaz that whenever the Rishonim are matter something and bring two reasons to be matter it, you have to at least be chayshish that maybe they were only matter when both reasons applied.
The Shira Tara said that about the Mordechai that brought Balua, Ravui, in the case of the Ramah.
Of the Klal, the Klal.
And the Sakana, he said, you need all of them. He said, I remember a Rashi that says not like that says that if you have a bunch of things they just did it because if you shlug up one not the other one to defend.
Not a mantra, yeah.
Okay. But at least then it's actually because otherwise it's a little difficult to understand. So that would be the Makar Adavra, the Svaras Adavra, is that we don't see in the Raj whether the Rosh and the Rabbi Yeruch any Hechreach that they would have been matched if both reasons didn't apply. We don't see any Hechreach. The words seem to say that if anything that was from the Taz was Lachari trying to bring from the Rekeach. That from the Rekeach, the way the Taz quotes the way the Taz, from what the Bishyas has brought of the Rekeach, what the Taz saw in the Rekeach was being matter a case that was in by Mamash, even though it did have Mamashes. Even though she was mad. It was in by Mamashes, but she was mad about it. That was the way the Taz misunderstood the Rekeach.
Until some of us maybe sort of understand this Taz to be matzvot.
Yeah, there was one of them, I think, who said that, no?
I saw the Shirat HaLevi.
Shirat HaLevi, I think so.
And also, Shavita.
Shavit.
Marakai?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought that way also the first time I read the Taz. Because the Taz brings both things. It sounds like you need both things. But what nice is...
There's an
Atzi
Levi that has an interesting
What?
So I see that.
But I don't think that the Taz means.
Okay.
Yeah. Almost all that kind of understood that the Taz is made. Either one by itself. Let the Chafos all. So I think that's the accepted shot of the Taz. I hear that there's a possibility, Ulai, to say the Taz is not Muslim. But what Mayas is once almost all that Harinim explained that way. I think that scheme of that pashtus of the Rajbo and the Rosh and the Ben Yeruchim is Muchach like the Mekilim. Not Muchach like the Mekilim.
Yeah. Given that the remote brings the Ben Yeruchim basically says on Furish that it has Ramosha, so as long as they're in the map, it's okay. So what does it help to bring Siddur Tara in the back and pull? So they said the Siddur Tara. I don't understand this. Siddur Tara is saying, Chad Mechavel. Mufa Chan Mechavel, you need both. What about the Ramo? Mufa Chan Ramo, you don't.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
He's asking in the Taz, how come you're saying one is okay, but also you need two?
And the Ramo's not talking about our case. The Ramo's talking about a case that's a simple case. The Ramo's talking about a case that's regular Mi'vena Mechavel.
So it's Tzaba, then why do you need Bomanj?
What?
Tzaba also.
The same case as Mechaber.
Yes. Yeah. The second case of Mechaber also looks like that's a Poshta case.
Yes, so why do you need Bomanj? Why does it do Dharma?
That's not the that's the deal. One of the diuk of the Machmirim is the Mechaber. It's about the second case of the Mechaber.
We're all saying, what about the Ramah?
Yeah.
Ramah is also need Bomanj.
You think because Pasha is becoming redundant without the Ferry Yisrael Mamash. Yeah, okay.
And the Siddur Tara later goes a great length to save the Rebbe from the Ramah from the Shvasi Udo. Because Yaakov.
Right. I think even from the Heidegger Pesachim who are more Machmir, most of them, I think they're only Machmir half. They can split it. They're maybe going to be Machmir when she's Machbid and there's no Mamashas. They're not going to be machmir other than the mashmois of the Avnei Shayim, the Pashas Avnei Shayim. Who else will maisa? Does anyone else will maisa machmir on a case where she's in a machmir but it's yeshbo and amoshas and luchayus alf is muchach? Again, it's a cash on the back.
And a mute.
It's a mute. The ain't a machmir, but it's yeshbar mamoshes. And on the back seems to be machmir, and one turns to the Prisha seems to be machmir for that. And the Avnei Shayin seems to throw out to be machmir. And the Chutzal even seems to have a hamamina that maybe should be a problem. But what Lomais says, even those who are machmir, I think in that case, I mean, it's sefalah muchaf that there's not a chatzitza. So the only thing they're going to be machmir, they're going to split the sugya, which I think is also problematic in the cheshvan and svara. But they're going to split it. They're going to say, I'm other words, a mute. The ain't a machmir. There's not a chatzitza, even if there's mamoshes. But if it's makbid, but ain't there mamoshes, so then we're going to be makbid. But fact, then what's the makbid? Where's the taz coming from the great chaos? We didn't really say that, but okay, fine. But the rice of the Rosh Rabbin and the Rabbin Rabbin and the Rabbin Yochum didn't say it, so. Fine. And I think basically what's going to be halacha is that we're makbid both ways. If it's ain't by mamish, it's mutter. It's not a chatzitza. I wouldn't say mutl chatzitza. It's not. It's ainoy chaytzitz. And I just want to be moisif. Not that I think you need that. Maybe for tzufim in the more chatzitza cases. But when it's ainoy mamish klal, as I said, my diuk from the Rashi's by the Kol and from the first part to the Prisha, that they were even the yesh the ainoy mamish that they're saying is not a chatzitza. Was an Einbar Mamash that had some, a mash of Mamashas. When you don't have any Mamashas, Klal, which will Chayra Bizman Hazeh in most cases, anything that you rub with soap and water, you scrape, and you don't feel anything, you scrape, there's no Mamashas there. So in that case, I want to tell you that at least the first Torah is the Prisha, and the Mashmois of Rashi is that even the Machmir of Kenzai wouldn't be Machmir in that case. I'm not convinced that they really wouldn't be.
After you wash the soap?
If you wash the soap and you feel it and it's flat, there's no bump there.
Yeah.
There's nothing there. Let's say you look at the magnet.
The penmark.
You
wash the penmark.
With
soap, you can see something afterwards.
You'll see it, but it's all below in the cells of the skin. So in that case, I want to tell you that there's no chatzirah for the mekel. That even the machmirim are not muchach, they would have been mekel in such a case. Like, much more maybe is some of the word, but okay. But if it's a shas chayiv, it's a bidyevad case. I don't think you need that. Questions are more going to be when you come down to the lechatchila. Oh, no, and another way also, if it's l'shem doy, even if there is mamoshes, but l'shem doy, it's mamir is a chiluk of the guf.
Even on rov,
yeah. The pnei aryeh, I'm sure didn't see the pnei aryeh, but the pnei aryeh talks that he goes through this whole thing. He's going through tefillin and whatever, but he says it's poshut because of mamash achilik the guf, even ruba, even kula. Mashing in tefillin, but no, he's saying even when you tefillin, it's injured because he says his whole shikul teres on chatzitza for tefillin, and he says there in tefillin the whole halacha mashin seen in every bietzchok. To say that midraisa only ruba you makbid is chaytitz and midrabbanan you need either ruba or makbid to be chaytitz. That's only in that halacha mishmasin is only for tefillah. When Moshe on tefillah, he says even a miyud vein and makbid is chaytitz midraisa. However, if it's l'shem doy, so then even kula is not chaytitz. There's nothing there. It's the guf. It is the guf. It's like the big day tzivayim.
So what
is
the damage
of kihanim
didn't?
Yeah,
it's hard to shut this into the Ramah and say,
Oh, so now we get back to Rabban Sichal. So the question is, the big question is, where are we going to be machmer for Rabban Sichal? What? Bechatil. Bechatil, what are we machmer for the Rabban? And some of the Heidegger person, of course, take it all the way. Chutzani goes all the way and says that even if it's ain by mamish, ain is l'shem noy, but according to Rambam, you have to make a chatzilah to take it off.
What? Tattoo?
It doesn't smell. Mamish something. It's.
Oh, so that's what it's. Shemin in her hair.
Oh, so the question is going to be what's. The mice is, so then take mice. What's different with tattoo than my case? What's ain by mamish?
Beets.
She peeled beets or whatever it is, and her hands are stained red, and she scrubbed it and whatever. And it's stained. There's nothing. Now what I say is this mamash matzias is that any lady who dyes her hair bets and there is mamash no mamashas there, because you today dye hair, you can wash it with any shampoo you want after. The shampoo.
Yeah. Yeah. Or the dye itself. When does it become Ibo Mamish? Lady puts oil
hair
on herself.
The hair also will be
the dye. The Baha'i says not to do the whole hair on the oil. How thick does it have to be considered?
See, it has to be murgash beyond. You have to feel it. Now, l'chayr feel it doesn't mean you feel that it's wet. L'chayr feel it means you feel that it's raised.
So it should be hand cream. She puts hand cream.
So hand cream l'chayr is Ibo Mamish. That's like the shaman. That's going to be like the tzeva. There's the tzeva. Not like the. That's going to be called luchar in by manish. Hand cream luchar should be in by manish.
So what was the Bahag referring to when he said not to? Not to put on shaman. He meant if there's a thick level, a thick layer. No good way to throw bands which ain't supposed to.
Maybe there's no need to put on an in by manish. Maybe there's no need to be mafu on shaman shein by manish. But clearly, the yesh by manish would be offensive.
Well, it's on oil.
No, hand cream.
No, but she's putting on.
Shemin's not a noy.
You're on the hat kick after it's bulua.
Shemin Amor.
What is completely bulua that I don't think it's a problem?
She's going to meet up.
And she's not saying you can't put on shemin for a week before you go to the mikvah.
She's going to meet up with Shverosh. That was a noy, you know?
No, the most Shemin Amor was. Nadin is the most delicious system.
Well,
I'm saying the shemin's not the noy. The shemin is greater.
It's still there.
I don't know if that's.
It's not the noy. Don't keep it up.
I don't know if that's called Mundoy.
It's only like attempts to make the skin soft.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's called. No, I mean, maybe. It was interesting. Going on that mahal of the. Who spoke it out here? Someone spoke it out here. Piskozuta spoke out, which will have been that we say that when she wants it, Mushum Noy, Imamish becomes part of the goof, it's better than a regular Aina Makhdid. That has to be something that can become part of the goof, like tzal. A ring, for example, a tabas, it's noy, it's l'shem noy, but that is that we done with the regular din of the Aina Makhdid. Why? Because it may be bottled to the goof, however you want to say the words, you maybe don't like the l'shem some reason, but
it's not high
enough. It doesn't become part of her goof, it's bottled to the goof, but it doesn't become her goof. The tzal becomes her goof. The ring doesn't become her goof, so that we still have to down from the regular din of Miyad Vein Amakim. But that's not going to become like L'shem Noi. He doesn't take it to the extreme of the Gulu Silius, who wanted to say that it can't become, that anything that's attached to his Choshev is saying it can't become bottled at all. That he doesn't say. Gulu Silius takes a similar idea, but much, much farther. Which he admits is connected to the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch.
What's the right level? Why is that? By ring, let's say you look.
Otherwise, why don't we say the same thing? A ring should be the same guard. Right? A ring, she's wearing the ring the same guard.
She takes it off for pollution.
So what?
She doesn't always want it all the
time. And so what's going to be with the saddle that comes here that she's going to wash off?
You don't have to
rest. It's a pollution noise.
No, check it out.
Take it off and put it back on.
No, take it off. Yeah. Rush was
testing it off.
Anytime anything falls off, the doctor put it back on. They don't take it off for a shower.
So far, what is the chiluk between tabas? Yeah. So he wants to say that that's the chiluk. Luchari will come out from there cooler.
Shani says even if you were to take it off, I said. But then he says
that
that's
aspirin.
So it's not
a question. The also says that if you take it off to put on new, that that's called enamak.
Right. Wet.
Yeah. He's similar to the case of the temporary filling. You're taking out to put in the permanent filling. I think Das Ter makes it Zustad. It's Ter, it's called temporary funding, but I think Das Ter brings the play out, he wants to spell to the temporary thoughts. It's something when you take off one to make room for a new one, that's called Kilu, it's all one Hamshik. It's called Enemar.
And
Hekri
was not something tangible.
What is, again, let's equate, what is Mamosh's name? Especially Nochbud Einsteinin. That even a Dervish Ein by Mamosh does have some Mamosh's. Well, that is hand cream. I mean, it depends what kind of hand cream you use. If you're smearing Vaseline on your hands, that could be called Yesh by Mamosh. But if you take a regular good hand cream, and you rub it in for half a minute. So yeah, when you feel your skin, someone else feels your skin, you'll feel that it's like, it's moist. But there's no chadir of sipar there. There isn't like a bump. So that's called Ein by Mamosh. It's called Ein by Mamosh, that's the Ein by Mamosh, in my opinion, the Bacham preacher would be Machma. That is the Ein by Mamosh that the Bacham preacher would be Machma on if it wasn't the Shem Nah.
There is a culture.
Yeah, it's a kosher, but it's still called Ein by Mamosh. According to the Taz and Allah Lamaisa, it's not going to be a chatzitza even if she's machmir. And even according to the Taz and Bishop, but if it's Lashem Noah, it wouldn't be a chatzitza, because that's called Ein by Mamosh.
Where's the Shia
from Chadir? Number of Achrenim Ben, who was the first one to mention it? I don't remember. Mugish Ben Mishmash Ayad, I think, is really the lashon they use. I think that's what they mean. Because otherwise you always feel something, right? They can't mean what? Because a drop of water in your hand, you'll also feel. That's right. Schmutz a drop of water in your hand, you'll feel. That's Bukhara, that's still in the right. I'll give you a bigger chiddush. Nail polish, Bukhara is Yesh by Mamosh. Because nail polish, according to that definition, if someone paint half their nail, you would feel Bukhara. See, part of the line between the regular nail and where the nail polish is higher. So Bukhara, that should be called Yesh by Mamosh, even though it's very thin. It's very thin. Yeah, at least there's a tzad that should be called Yesh B'Mamosh. It could be the borderline, but look higher that there'd be a tzad to call it Yesh B'Mamosh. However, it is, as I told Baruch, but in Halich Shlaima, Rav Shlaima Zalman says, Lenin Chatzitz on Tefillin, that if someone's worried that he schwitzes a lot and the schwitz is going to ruin the Tefillin, he says you can put on the bottom of the bayis shemen paraffin because it gets absorbed into the ur, and so it's not Chaitzitz. He says, you can even paint on the bottom of your tefillin laka because it's Ein by Mamosh, it's not a chatzitza. So number one is this clear passing Ein by Mamosh by itself is not a chatzitza.
It was like a shlak?
Shlak, yeah. Yep, clear nail polish, basically.
Shlak. We call it lak.
Yeah. It would also apply, it would be shlak also.
You
use
it only for
a pot, no. Yeah, it's also shlak.
Wood,
whatever. Shlak, nail polish, same idea. Lacquer. So he says, that's good for your tefillin.
Why? Because it's...
It's Ein by Mamosh! So first of all, he's passing me that Ein by Mamosh is not a chitzitza. It's not Lashem Noyim. I'm fine.
Which one of the
Ne'ari
is more common? Where is this? Halich
HaShlaima? Halich HaShlaima, Chelek Aleph, Perek Dalet. This one... Wait, it's going to get more exciting. I'm not finished with Halich HaShlaima. But... maybe if you forget, Halich HaShlaima, there's the top, which is the Kitzur Dinim, and then there's the middle section, which I think is more miyuchas from him. And this
different
is the
different ksavim.
From different ksavim. So this is the middle section. This is so what I just told you now is the middle section.
What are the other?
But then in the bottom section, right, that was exciting. Says that Mikisei HaTamidim. Since there was once a Shiloh, someone came and asked Rav Shlaima Zalman that there was an older man who would get confused. So they wrote on the back of his ritzuas, on the inside of his ritzuas, the unpainted side of his ritzuas, his name. And now it's a little more than maybe it's a chatzitza, so they came to ask Rav Shlaima Zalman. So Rav Shlaima Zalman said, Avada, you should take it off. But with the Evan, it's not a chatzitza. But you should take it off and write it again. He says, Bini Evan, even if you'd have written it on the bottom of the bias, it wouldn't be a chatzitza. But, l'chatchila, you should erase it, and you should write it again on the end of the ritzua, beyond the shear of the ritzua, of the ritzua, after the shear. Because it is
a big
shayla
on the black.
So it's mamish fun because on the top he's saying even lak is not a chatzitza.
He's saying that on the, those who paint the back of the ritual is also black.
If you paint the back of your ritual is black, then how it's not going to happen if you write your name there because you won't see it.
No, stop.
No.
So
just like
the black on the back.
is a problem with achila. So coloring it from the problem with achila.
No, that's the that's lishum no, that's lishum mitz. That's part of the tzuah.
That's cool.
No, but the tzuah is the dimmy in America. Tayarius, that's all he's there. It's a lot of Moshe Sinai, it repeats. It repeats us in a lot of Moshe Sinai in Tfilah.
That's wrong.
Tfilah is worse.
It's worse, but, if it, but how can Shalak, how can Laka be in by Mamash as not a Chatzitza? And ballpoint penning, or Marzer and Gimel Arbitz, with Mamash is even less than Moshe Sinai, and that's only Bidiyavid, not a Chatzitza. First, when I saw it, I thought maybe the Bidiyavid was. Because it's not covered at tefillah, it didn't mean Amishim Chatzitz. Amishim Chatzitz is lechatchila. Amishim covered at tefillah, you shouldn't be writing it there. But that is, I think, it's moving. That's not what you mean.
If you
like
it,
there's
not even a chazusa. You can't see it. It's clear.
Where is the lack of
being
on the outside?
The bottom of the bias. The unpainted part of the bias, because you don't want the sweat to get up into the parashas and ruin
it. The part that the hand can't
have. Right. The part that's the worst when you're chatzitzes. And he says, but the image right there with head also wouldn't be a problem. But you have to erase it and write it again. Then I don't know. Apparently, it's chayshus that even I don't know. That's what I'm saying. So that's the kisei atamid. So that's less reliable.
Maybe he's sweating himself in the edit.
Nobody even there. You see,
it's not as more common, right?
Maybe sweating is in the edit, and that's why it could even.
The makom hafsid. He's also makom hafsid. He's losing the fillers.
So okay, so you can do it then in the edit. Yeah,
but you
swear
you have flushes. Kitzur is, I don't know how much to be Miashim, but parts of Halicha Shleim. I'll take it, so I'm going to take the part which is the more reliable part, but also the part that I like better, is that he says that number one is the lack is called Ein Boi Mamish, which would mean nail polish should be Ein Boi Mamish, according to that. And number two is that he's passing like the Mekilim, which will nice all the way. Moshe passes the Mekilim. And all the way to Padam, this is Chokh, because everyone knows Aruch HaShulchan Mukher passes in the Kilim, although it's not clear. If anyone saw the Aruch HaShulchan inside, is sure what he meant. I'd appreciate the help. But for those who didn't, with Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan says that the Raz was Matir Tsevan, the Yedayim, and the Sires. And there's two, he brings two reasons. One, because it's L'Shem Noi, and number two, because it's only Chazusa. The echad mina kadmoinim dahinu the rokeach, and echad mina gdolim dahinu the taz. Say you can be certain of even on just the second reason. Yeah. Now mitzarech, he says echad mina kadmoinim, echad mina gdolim sort of sounds like he's saying they're dasi yachid. Mitzarech doesn't bring the name of chayil coming. So Stephen's drawer is actually is passing that way. I'm not sure what it means. What?
We know there's more kadmoinim.
But I mean, he doesn't, you know, I don't know what the Rosh Hashanah means. Is he trying to say that they're a Dasi? Like, I found this Chiddush Dasi Yochid. Was he trying to say that they're the ones who said it? But that is not Halacha. I guess I would say that Yolanda Sosim and Mefurs, it's all the other Achrayim from his Tkuf, basically, around Eichel. So I would assume that the Rosh Hashanah of all people is the Nachmi here. But on the other hand, it wouldn't be unusual for the Rosh Hashanah to have negative with us. But then the Barsham is Mekel, and the Piskozut is Mekel, and I didn't make a list here, but anyway, again, it's usually interesting lists of things. But almost all the Gdebe Apares come from, are Mekel like the Taz.
It's hard to know what together
with Chazusas. Together with Chazusas. So I think that it was generally brought up. Because the same penning, also just to go book, I think I mentioned to people, and I think it's part of the ballpoint penning. Bizman Azeh is not the G.I. and it's called Ein Boi Mamish. It's only Chazusa Ba'alma. And the Makor for that Elisa is, even before the days of ballpoint pens, is the Darkei Tshuva. Darkei Tshuva already brings down that his pens already were called Ein Boi Mamish and were not like the G.I. of Chazal.
Like a fountain pen, though?
Well, yeah, well, just historically, I can't tell you exactly what your ballpoint pens were made in, but the Darkei Tshuva was finished by the Milchus Eluzer. His father wrote most of it. I think that could be the Milchus Eluzer wrote. The Milchus Eluzer was Nifter in 1936. And I know my father was born in 1939 and told me when he was in elementary school they didn't have ballpoint pens yet. So it's definitely before they had ballpoint pens, and he's already saying that they're only Chazus Abal. Depending the pens that he had, the fountain pens obviously, were only Chazus Abal.
It means no mashkol.
No, a lot of that was my gather Ein Boi Mamish. It's the Ein Boi Mamish that the Taz was matter. If the whole Pachas Ein Boi Mamish that the Taz was matter. It could be our pens are even less than that. could be our pens or even in
so
the
Mamas
Kol. So you don't even have to scrub it, Bechon?
You want to look at Chidol, if it's something in Makbidol, if it's something that's not Lashing Noi, Lachar Lachatul, you should try to take it off.
Why?
Because Lachatul, you try to take everything off. I would be knighted to be Machmer for the Ramo Lachatul, at least Lachatul, on the case where it's Yesh by Mamish or it's Makbidol. When it's L'Shem Noi and it's only Chazus Ba'alma, I think that's a little extreme to your Nachma for Ramon. But when it's Yesh by Mamish or when it's Makbid, then I would say that you should L'Chatchila try to take it off. But again, that's all L'Chatchila. Then when you get to the Shalos L'Maisel, like, well, that's, you know, Maisel Napachal Yayin, but case that happened, then what's going to be? That, you know, someone's going to mikvah El Pesach, El Shabbos, and invite their in-laws with all their family there, or whatever it is, or Kalabar and Sheva Brachos, or something like that. And you're talking, so now you start getting into Shas and Chak. I think, you know, you have to know exactly what the gather of Shas and Chak is or whatever, but I think that in those cases it shouldn't be so hard to be make on the Ramos Chumrul Chatchila. Especially since Bama's Makir, there is no Makir for that Ramos Chumrul Chatchila. The Makir of the Ramos was in fact when he was going on Rafael to Mohotik. So, Mir Ve'inai Makbiter, Kol She'inai Chaitzitz, there wasn't really a Makir for it, and there wasn't even Muchach, that's what Ramos was talking about, although it was accepted by almost all the person. Mary Cash's back last one. Anyway, fine.
Mary Cash just brings it down a little bit.
Yeah. He brings it, why is he bringing it?
I think because the receipt, so I remember it. There's some reason why I bring it down.
Perfect. So, anyway, fine. So I think that basically covers Zeva. Covers makeup. So the one very important ha'ara though is that in any situation where you are going to want to be makeup or makeup, you have to keep in mind that this is only going to be negiah, of course, by a type of makeup that is waterproof and won't get ruined when she dunks in the mikvah. If the makeup is going to run as soon as she puts her head under the water, so then it's going to right away become makbid, and especially since some types of makeup maybe are borderline on mamoshes also, but then you certainly get the problems of at least l'chatchila, if not to the other chashas. So
then you lost the whole point.
So you have, there's no point in that. So you have to make sure. So it's only negative. This whole half is only negative by types of makeup that are waterproof, water resistant.
Anyway, it's someone
that smudges
no reason to
deal
with the makeup.
Yeah, that's also true. The point in the negative. Number one, she won't be tired, but she might not be tired. Number two, is she won't look nice anyway. Right. And, you know, from my limited experience, the makeups that are waterproof are mamash, are in my mamash. So it seems to go together. So. Because the mamosh is what runs.
So how hard does she have to get the beetroot off?
She should wash hands with soap and water, maybe a brush.
And it doesn't come off.
She doesn't have to sit there with pumice, you know, with sandpapers trying to peel off her skin. No. Something to me, I'm saying that just to stop washing in the sink with soap and water, that doesn't do any sponges, you know, Bria, whether they copy a scotch.
What about if eyeliner? So she could sit there and trying to get the eyeliner off over and over and over. And you always get a little bit of black on it. She could use 30 Q-tips.
Ramesh keeps after that.
You can always get a little bit.
And look, what was it? Pissing Q-tips. He tells you how to pick up each type of makeup.
If it'll take her a half hour.
No, I don't think she's...
She'll constantly get a little...
The problem is, once she's already taken some of it, the problem is, once she started taking it off, now there could be any way to know you didn't. So now you're gonna have to know if it's called. It's gonna be very important. You imagine, is that called Yesh by Mamish or not? If Yesh by Mamish is Mamish gonna be a chatzit, it's a makbid on Yesh by Mamish.
Once you
start trying to take it off with a Q-tip, I mean, again, I'm just saying from Oymid Adas. I don't worry about eyeliner, but it starts running a little bit. You've only got half the line there, and you took off half, it's like spotty, it's going to start smudging,
so
and
start
rubbing
it.
Let's
say it didn't.
No, we put it on again.
Yeah, but right now, it's back there. Right now, whatever's left, she wants off.
Once you went over once or twice,
I'd say two times probably, now it's about 8 by 9. Once you've seen that enough has gotten on the mamoshes, now you're just squeezing the not mamoshes off. Because again, not mamoshes. But all the things that they're saying are imber mamoshes, there's something there. There is something there. Imber mamoshes doesn't mean there's nothing. So this is probably, once you get it down to the get, whatever the get,
it's
imber mamoshes.
If it's imber mamoshes,
or if it's imber mamoshes with noise,
then you're saying
the chafeli kazi. Yeah, if it's still noise, if it's now then you've got more problems. Even though Hagam, then we are, well, the ikra, then it's the same, but the question is, how much do you have to mach before the Ramah? I don't have a clear idea how much, how many minutes do you have to spend on the Ramah of Sifal? I don't think you're done yet. Whatever, I think a reasonable amount. It could also give us some problems. At least in Beitar, literally, he's going to look at it and say, you still got makeup on your eye, and go back and clean it off without letting you in. It's practical problems. Fun. So I think we covered this design. Any other? Fun. Now I want to do Yud Ches, Yud Tes, Chof together. This is all fingernail issues. Fingernails. It's fun. It's first, there's a couple issues in fingernails. There's two main issues here in fingernails. So it's an important sugya, so we're going to spend a couple days on it. But there's two main issues. Number one is the real issue. Real. The ikar the issue, l'chayra, is dirt under the nails. What kind of dirt? Where is the dirt? How much dirt is enough to be chaitzitz? Where the dirt, meaning what's called, it says, it depends if it's purchased, can I get a balser, not can I get a balser? Fine, that's very important. How clean do the nails have to be? And the other then comes, I guess, that's issue number one. Number 1B, or maybe it's already getting into two. Let's call it number two. Number two is the main way is because we're worried, something that's on the part of the shaloi k'neged habaser, which we will have to define what shaloi k'neged habaser means, is more color, it's more mapped. So the main one is minig klal yisrael became that you always cut off the nails to make sure that there is no fingernail that's shaloi k'neged habosar that could possibly get dirt stuck on it that would be very chomer for chatzitzis.
And
he doesn't tell us
also.
Chamuda Daniel says I don't remember which case he's talking about. I think he's talking about here on this case, even dirt under the nails. But he says toenails people are not going to be a minig makdim. In a part of the world where people walk around with no socks and in open sandals, with not getting into tznius issues here, but then everyone sees them, so then people see their toenails, and it could be that the chumudinah
walks off. No, it's not anymore.
I don't know. Actually, I'm just saying it's not. If someone lives in a place where people see their toenails, so then it doesn't necessarily. The chumudinah luchayr doesn't apply there. Luchayr is saying a svar de gizach. He's not saying there's a cost of that. Allah Hamash. He's saying a svar. The people are not going to the toenails because no one sees them. If everyone sees their toenails, it's a different issue. So mainly the issue is to cut the nails. Now we have the next part, the really fun part of the sif, is this huge machlekes shachtaz. There's a nice long nekudas akasif here and whatever is. L'chayim we have a klal, which is really going to be the next sifim, is that anything that's part of the guf, as we've mentioned, just as a double poshet many times, is of course not a chatzitza. Someone doesn't like their nose, but it's still not chatzitz, because it's their nose, it's part of their body. However, as we have a klal, I don't know, it's all over shas, of kolo oimid to whatever it is kilo you already did it. And one of the most common examples of that in shas is kolo oimid l'kitzitz k'kotzitz domi, so often talking about trees and things like that. But here, we're going to apply maybe to nails also. So there's a ra'avon, which the shach brings down, and he's mamash das yochid v'rishanim. But who says, on a fingernail, we say, kol ha'imed l'okutz k'kotz dami. And the thing is, if you're going to cut your nail, it's as if you already cut it. And now where the part of the nail that is ki'ilu, you cut it off, attaches to the part of the nail you're keeping, is the chatzitz in that place, at that mokum dibuk. And the thing is going to be mira makbid, because you're makbid, you want to cut it off. And it's going to be a chatzitza, maybe even make her a din, and she'll have to go back, even once in Baila maybe, she'll have to go back to the mikvah b'tevil again. And even if she wasn't once in Baila, but let's say the mikvah already closed, according to a certain person, so call up and get the key. It's not an excuse if the mikvah closed, get the key.
And so should it set him by the hair? You're going to take a haircut?
So we'll see, the person will help between hair and nails. But that is another separate issue. I mean, the mikvah is also our sif, but it's... So on the fingers, so the nail of the shach is very machmor fingernails, the Taz and the Shulchan Aruch and basically everyone else in the world. In the early Rishayim, and doesn't see what the problem is by the nails itself is, and we'll have to see how many of the later Achrenim are machmor for the shach. There's a side point that comes up in the Machlek Shach and Taz they go back on, is what happens if she forgot to cut her nails, or she forgot to cut a nail, and now she's been terrible nail Shabbos. So what's worse? Is it worse to ask to be terrible with a nail that's not cut? Which according to the Taz, for example, along with most other places, is only a Chumrah. Or... what? So clean. Assuming it's perfectly clean. Yes, assuming it's perfectly clean. So the uncut nail is only a chomer, it's a rafrona, it's a dasi off. So be machmer for the chatchila. But now, what you're going to go, what's the option, the alternative, is to ask farish to cut.
With his teeth.
The body is a chila. So now you start getting into it. Shvos to shvos, the mokum mitzvah, whatever. So what's worse? Is it worse to do a shvos to shvos, the mokum mitzvah, or is it worse to be terrible with an uncut fingernail? Since we're not learning Hosh Shabbos and Hosh Yom Tov and whatever, don't spend too much time. I'm not saying don't read it, I'm not saying don't understand it, but I'm saying don't spend too much time clearing on the Hilchos Shabbos Shabbat. We're learning now the Tefillah. The Ikar is we want to get the Dinei Chatzitza Shabbat. But again, no, about the Posh Avon we want to get, but don't spend too much time on the Hilchos Shabbos. Fine, and yes, then as we were mentioned, the issue is going to be that is hair similar to nails. And I think this Chetshuva maybe here even brings the Chetshuva to the Sefer about the Kala who tomorrow morning is going to have her hair her head shaved and is a Chatzitza for the day before that. She's going to get her hair cut off. And the Shvadish approach can bring about the minute that they used to shave all their hair off before the Tefillah. If they did, it's a HaKapod de Gemura. Is it going to be like a fingernail? And that's another issue here that... fine. But in the normal circumstances for most people, I think that the Poshna answer on here is... many people, at least in Macbeth, every Friday they cut their nails, you're very, very Macbeth on cutting nails. Whereas hair, you get a haircut every 4 weeks, every 5 weeks, every 6 weeks. It's not so unmiddelik, so it's that it's going to be cut to the dominant hair. Even the Ravon and the Shach, passed just under normal circumstances, according to almost all the Paiskin, our hair is going to be more common. Even if she is planning on getting a haircut soon, even if her hair is longer than she would usually want it, it's not as Macbeth as fingernails. That we're going to say that anyone would be machmir such a person. That's not enough of a hakpada that the shach and rabban
would be machmir. That means somebody's not
making the nails. So that's the thing. They understand fingernails nails is a bigger hakpada, especially once it became mini klai yisrael out of the dirt. You have to cut the nails out of the dirt. So now it's a hakpada gemur b'shas tevil. B'shas tevil at least it's a hakpada gemur to cut the nails. That's basically. We'll see the sugya. But that's just our regular is the basic answer. We'll see the sugya. We'll see what they answer. I imagine, although I can't, I'm not holding into it. I imagine that Yud Ches Chof should take today. Is we still have half of today, half of the second Seder. I imagine it'll take us till Tuesday, Wednesday. If we can finish the end of Tuesday, or the end of Wednesday, Gevaldik. If we need Thursday, we need Thursday. Whatever it is. So I imagine taking between 2 and 3 days to finish.